guys don't have to bear with me. There's nothing like wearing a polyester robe when it's 130 degrees in here with a polyester hat on. So if sweat starts dripping down my face, you know, it's all good. But I just wanted to welcome you all here. Hopefully when you leave here, you'll see why we enjoyed coming here so much, that when we go home, we're on fire for the Lord. We're telling everything that God has done. So welcome. We're so glad to have you here. I'm just going to tell you a little something about our mission trip. So when we were on the mission trip, Doug and I were taking safety pins out of clothes and doing all kinds of stuff. And the Lord spoke to me, and it was something I felt from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I felt the Lord say that we are end time harvesters.
Yes.
I mean, it was like I almost fell to the ground. It was so strong what the Lord was saying to me. Yeah. And I'm like, Lord, you got to reveal to me more what this means, that we're end time harvesters. And so when we came back, I heard this woman say, she said, you know, I wish Jesus would just wrap this whole thing up. She said, but I know that it's in his time. Yes. And I wish he would just hurry up. But he's the one doing the job. So we just need to wait upon him. Well, something rose up inside of me. It was like, no, that's not right. We're not waiting on God, but God is waiting on us. We are the end time harvesters. And so as I was driving, I remember last week, the one woman who came, she was saying, oh, sometimes I have shower power where the Lord will speak to you in the shower. And I'm one of those where the Lord speaks to me in the shower. But the Lord also speaks to me in the car. And so as I was driving, those thoughts were running through my head. And I felt the Holy Spirit say, what a selfish statement to say, I wish the Lord would just come and wrap this whole thing up. And so I'm like meditating on that. It's so weird. It came out of my mouth. Like, what a selfish statement. So I was thinking about it. And I was like, yeah, you know what? We have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. We know the goodness of our God. But how many people out there don't know God? They don't know that he is good. They don't know that he is for them, that he is their healer, yes, that he is their deliverer. Yes. So what a selfish statement for us to say, come on, God, let's just wrap this whole thing up. When there are people that are destined to hell, there are people that are destined to a place of burning, and yet yes, we have tasted and seen. But what are we doing with that? What are we doing with that revelation that we have? Amen. Amen. There are multitudes out there that are waiting for us. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you that the Lord's return is delayed because there is work to be done.
Yeah.
We are the harvesters. There is work to be done because the Bible says that the Lord wishes that none would perish, that none would perish, and that all would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, T.L. Osborne said, two things God will not do. God will never do what he has already done, and he won't do what he has told you to do.
Yeah.
The enemy wants you to sleep through your destiny moment. He knows he can't rob your salvation, but he can try to rob you of your reward. There are rewards waiting for us in heaven based on what God has called us to do. Jesus said, look, open up your eyes. Look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest.
Yes.
There are people who have planted seeds that are ready to be harvested. We need to be that end time harvester.
Amen.
When we were on the mission trip, I met this guy, Ryan. I sat and had lunch with him. He told me that he had killed a man, that he was shot 3 times. He saw his father commit suicide. He was part of the Hell's Angels. He was involved in drugs. He was spending $8,500 on his drug habit. But 4 days before I met him, somebody brought him to this rehab, and he received Jesus as Lord into his life.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we need to preach the gospel.
Yes.
That's why we need to show people the love of God.
Yes.
This man's life was changed in an instant. Another man I met right before we went on the trip, Muslim for 18 years, but he had questions that nobody could answer but God. The Holy Spirit began to move upon his heart. People began to witness. How will people hear unless a preacher goes, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, a preacher went, he heard, and now he's born again, and he is on fire for God.
Amen.
We have a job to do. Our job is not over, but it's just beginning. My husband was preaching in Siberia. Not a place where most people go. But these people had asked him to come, and they said, will you come and minister to this family? So he said, sure. So he went with some social workers and things like that. And he said, when they opened the door, there was a foul smell coming out of that place. Mm-hmm. And the woman started apologizing, saying, I'm so sorry. You know, that this place is a mess. You know, that there's this smell and all this stuff. And he's like, it doesn't matter. It's fine. And she said that she was blind. She had diabetes, high blood pressure. And she said that her husband had lost his mind because he became so depressed that he lost his mind. And so she found out that he was a preacher. And she said, I have a question, but first let me tell you what happened to us. So she started telling him that they had a son who used to go out sometimes and would come back and ask questions and say, you know, is there a God? Do you know God? And she's like, no, we don't talk about those kind of things, you know, because here you are in the communist regime at the time in the former USSR. And she said that one day that they went to the grocery store, the son went out, and then they went to the grocery store. And when they came back, they had found out that her son had forgotten his key. So he went into the neighbor's apartment like he had done many times, up on the balcony, and went to jump onto his balcony to get into his house. And his foot slipped, and he died. And she said, that was my only son. She said, I was so heartbroken. My husband was so heartbroken. He lost his mind over this. And she said, I was just weeping and weeping till there was no tears left. And she said that on the third day, she was sitting on the couch and she was weeping over the loss of her only son. Weeping, no tears left. And she said that somebody appeared in the room. And she said he had on white clothing and a golden band. And she said that his voice was peaceful and kind. And it was like the voice of many waters. And he pointed his finger to her and he said, daughter, weep no more, for your son is with me. Weep no more, for your son is with me. And she said, so now I have a question for you. Who was that man? Who was that man that appeared to me in the living room and said that my son is, don't worry, your son is with me? And so he turned to Revelation chapter 1 and he read the description of Jesus. And she said, that's the man. And he said, well, that's Jesus. And you can receive Jesus today. You can spend eternity with your son. And that day, her and her husband received Jesus in their hearts. And now they are in heaven, reunited with their son, because a preacher went and answered her question.
Amen.
And when he left that place, he cried out. He said, God, why? Why did she have to wait 18 years for somebody to answer that question? 18 years to find out who that man was. 18 years. And the Holy Spirit spoke and said to him, he was waiting for a laborer. He was waiting for a harvester. He was waiting for a preacher to go.
Amen.
How many unanswered questions are out there?
Yes.
How many unanswered stories are out there that need to be answered? The time is growing short. We are the ones. We are the laborers. We are the harvesters who are going to go out and answer those questions. Jesus said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest. That's us.
Amen.
That's us. This is not the end, but this is just the beginning of what God has for us.
Amen.
The Bible says, Matthew 9:37. We're going to start there. Jesus said, then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask of the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest. And calling his 24 disciples to him, Jesus gave them authority over unclean spirits so that they could drive them out and heal all manner of disease. These are the names of the 24 apostles: Erica, Carmela, Kajovi, Diane, Wayne, Shanna, Chris, Jim, Lisa, Dawn, Doug, Mary, Diane, Joan, Rudy, Pastor Lenny and Lori, Antoinette, Barbara, Fred, Don, Rosemary, Vinny, and Evelyn. You are the ones that Jesus is calling you. These 24 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. As you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give.
Amen. Praise God.
Jesus has given us our commission. But are we going to be like in Isaiah when it says, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And Isaiah says, here I am. Send me. How many of us will give our yes and go? The Bible says that God makes his ministers flames of fire. You are a flame of fire. You have the fire of the Holy Spirit inside of you. You are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. All creation is waiting. It's waiting for the sons of God to manifest. We need to give people what we have. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Jesus came to show us what it looks like for a man to walk with God. Jesus was not only a man, but the Son of God. And you are not a nobody, but you are a child of God.
That's right.
You are a son. You are a daughter of God. You have been called. You have been chosen. You have been appointed to be alive at this time in history. Why? There is something special about you that's going to touch this generation, that's going to reap the harvest that God has for us. God has given us his spirit. He has given us his nature. He has given us his name, the name that is above every name. You have authority to use that name. You have dominion. You have authority on this earth. You have the keys to the kingdom. You have the spiritual armor. You have the word of God. You have the power of God living inside of you. You have been blessed with all spiritual blessings. In the spirit, you're loaded. Your guns are loaded. Oh, yes. You're just waiting to go out there and have the world experience Jesus. Amen. You are more than equipped. More than equipped. Now let's go and live the life that God has for us. He has provided everything that you need. Everything that you need has been provided. The only thing he doesn't have is your yes. Will you give God your all? Will you give him your yes?
Amen.
You know, pretty soon we're going to be receiving our diplomas. Don't let that piece of paper hang on your wall like a badge of honor. But let it be a reminder of who you are. Of who you are in Christ and what Christ has done. We shouldn't be waiting for a move of God. We are the move of God.
Amen.
Why? Because God lives inside of us. So when I move, God moves.
Amen.
You want to see a move of God? Be the move of God. I'm laying down the challenge today to be the move of God. We are not waiting for God to show up. Jesus showed up 2,000 years ago, and he accomplished everything that he set to do. God's word cannot return void. So when Jesus said, it is finished, it was finished. The work of God was done.
Amen.
God moved. Jesus returned. And now we need to step out and do the work that Jesus has called us to do. John 14, 12 says, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father. So I have a question for you. Did Jesus go to the Father?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, right?
Yes.
Jesus went
yes.
to the Father.
Yes.
So that was his move.
Yes.
Now it's your move.
Yes.
Jesus did everything that he's going to do. So let's go. Let's proclaim the kingdom of heaven has come near. Let's heal the sick. Let's raise the dead. Let's cleanse the lepers. Let's cast out demons. Freely you have received. You have been receiving and receiving and receiving. And now it is your time to freely give. Now it is a time to take up our rightful place. Now it is our time to be the end time harvesters. God wishes that none would perish. I wish that none would perish, but that all would taste and see the goodness of our God. That they would see that he is a loving father, that he has great things in store for them, that he has not left them an orphan, but he has equipped them with everything that they need to go out and impact this world.
Amen.
People's lives are hanging in the balance. There are stories that are still unanswered. Yes. There are questions that have not been answered. So let's go. Let's go and be the end time harvesters that Jesus has called us to.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.